500 acres with tractor and make and gather and everything with 3 or 4 hedges.
Yeah.
Due to the machinery part mm-hmm. of it. That's the difference in, like I say, in the labor.
Yeah.
I seen the time my dad over there, no, he'd have 5 or 6 horse for him, I reckon. I don't know how many acres we sold it to. Yeah, but 5 or 6 horse for him, I've seen the time he'd have 8, 10 head to do it. It's cutting rice.
Mm-hmm.
Doing, if anybody wanted a job, he'd get it. Of course, it didn't pay, but $1.50, $2 a day, the highest price they ever paid for labor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd work all day long, maybe sunrise, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference in now and then.
Uh-huh.
But all those things have changed now. Of course, I worked for the County Board of Education a long time, and in between my boyhood days and manhood days, all that changes with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it really is.
I just don't seem to jive into it like some, because I don't try to form any.
Uh-huh. But it's sure it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch it, you know.
Well, Mr. Collins, will you tell me about some different kinds of roads, you know, building materials that people use for roads, and the kinds of roads that go through the country, or used to go through the country? Could you tell me about roads, either paved or unpaved?
Well, used to, back when I was a boy, they had what they called a chain gang. And they'd build roads. Say, for instance, they wanted to build a road 3 or 4 miles out the country. Of course, they didn't have no paved roads at all back then, you know. But if they wanted to build a road, say, from Cobbtown up there, to out here to what they call Hillview School, used to be Hillview Church now or something. But anyway, if they wanted to build a 5-mile road there, the chain gang would station all about in the county, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have camp. Maybe they have 150, 200 prisoners, you know. And they'd come in there with clear up, they'd clear up that right away and stake it off, not like the highway do now by any means. They'd stake it off 20 or 30 a foot or whatever the landowner would give, you know. Because all they wanted was enough room just to put a road through there. It'd make no difference where it brought enough hardly for passing, you know, one another. And they would, in the bottoms, they would clay that hole, have what they call clay holes out on hillsides, and they'd haul clay with mules, scoops and things, those prisoners would, and clay that road and get it passable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rake it, and they had plows, but pulled by mules, and they'd plow that road up and get it in passable shape.
Well, would they do anything for drainage, or?
They'd put wood bridges in the bottoms, in the, what they call the creeks or the branches and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they'd go there and bury them, it's like that table there, they'd go up and bury them 3 or 4 posts, you know, and then they'd put stringers across there, and then they would lay so many, 2 by 8, 2 by 10, whatever they wanted to, they'd lay it on there, and then you'd cross over there. Well, the water would go in on the post, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd bury those posts, maybe 3, 4, 5 foot deep in the mud, down in the dirt. You know, they'd dry